Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for, well, you know, we just enjoy your company, that's for sure. We enjoy talking with you. Well, here it is, folks. We've got the Grand Poobah, the goddess of geekdom, the great person of all things electronic and website. It's Katie Dexter of Appletree Media Works. And Katie, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. And we appreciate all the wonderful things that you do, especially for our website, because I break it. Well, not as much as I used to because I'm not allowed to touch it anymore. But that's another story. So, you are with us today. We're talking about why labor unions need member data systems. What is a member data system?
A member data system is an easy, centralized way to keep track of all of your members' information, that contact information.
We just make them wear the same T-shirt at the convention. That keeps track of everybody.
Right. Somebody somewhere has a spreadsheet and there's some notes scribbled on the side. We've received that phone call many, many times. So there is a better way.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. So, all right. So this is, you know, this is like any other member driven organization, or, you know, it could be patient driven organization or a customer driven organization. But how does the data system work? What do we use to create it?
Well, we prefer to do, obviously, a web-based application. That way, more than one person in your organization can access it and utilize it, especially out in the field. So it's an online application. There's a database behind it. There's a web interface that goes with it. There's obviously security. There's login, password, all that stuff that we're all used to seeing. That is what your member data system is. Most likely your labor unions and locals are getting the member information from an employer. And once they get that spreadsheet, somebody goes in manually to an Excel spreadsheet or sometimes just a notebook and says, you know, oh, somebody's phone number's changed. They kind of go line by line and try to see if they can figure out what's changed, if somebody has time to do that. And
right.
The difference with a member data system is you just click the import button and it imports that data and it says, oh, look, I found 5 records that are changed. Do you want to apply these changes? Yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're applied and everybody can see that, you know, we've got a new address for one of our members.
Right. And it's like when I go to the doctor's office, every time I go to the doctor's office, I'm standing in front of a touch screen typing in my name and my social security number and my address and my phone number and my cell phone number and my insurance card number. And all this kind of other stuff, which I have done hundreds of times before. But it's just confirming. And when there is a change, it does update, yeah?
Correct, yeah. Oh, and that's the difference. Instead of typing it all in over again, it's already there. And it just says, you know what, we're just going to update your address.
No, they don't do that for us. You have to type it all over again.
I'm sorry. They need to have them give us a call.
I'm going to give them your telephone number, Katie.
Perfect.
I'm going to give them your telephone number. You know, and this is very interesting. Now, one of the other things that's out there is it has to do with paycheck protection or deception is actually what it is. You know, there are organizations out there that are saying, oh, we can't collect dues from the people's paychecks anymore because whatever reason they make up. But it's a way of harassing the unions. But in today's modern internet, it's pretty easy for an organization to collect dues anyway. Yeah?
That's correct. Yep. So as you were referring, in Michigan, we have to call it right to work. For less, as we know it is for less. But some unions stretch across a couple different states.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep track of who can I charge dues, you know, who went ahead and paid them anyways, even though they're in right to work? We've seen labor unions grow here in Michigan, even though we have that.
Yeah.
But with this system, then you can go in and mark that this particular member is in a right to work state. So if that's the case, you would not want to send them a, hey, you didn't pay your union dues notice. Instead, you'll just be thankful if they did decide to pay it, and, you know, so that is the difference there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing to me. There's practically zero cost when it comes to payroll deduction, practically zero cost. But yet, there are some out there that fake this outrage and say, "Oh my gosh, we're charging the taxpayers too much money." But you know, we're paying this funds and doing $170,000 to go to Washington D.C. to lie to us. So that's another story. All right. So what about data integrity? I mean, how do we know that the data is safe? How do we make sure that our kids aren't using it for their cookie sales for the Boy Scouts?
Right, exactly. That's why you want a centralized system. When there's random spreadsheets out there, you know, here, let me make a copy of the information spreadsheet for you. And you put it on your laptop and you go out and you drive home that night, but you stop somewhere and you have some dinner, and then you come back out and your back window's broken out and the laptop's gone. With that, those spreadsheets are gone too, and that information's gone. Whereas with the centralized online system, it would have to be hacked, which is, of course, not impossible, but we obviously take safe measures, and we've got a security team that keeps an eye on stuff like that, and we would know if there was a breach, whereas we don't know if your laptop got stolen because maybe you don't want to tell someone, or maybe it just disappeared, or maybe that notebook where you've been scribbling everybody's name and information is gone off your desk and you don't know where it went. So that's the difference. It's in one centralized place where only, you know, that's the only place the breach could happen.
There you go. Is there anything else that we should be talking about?
Well, I guess it comes back down to the whole membership experience. As a union member, you want to make sure that you're getting your e-newsletters. You want to make sure that you're being notified of something going on in your local. Well, if they don't have your updated information, then they can't keep in touch with you. They can't build that line of solidarity with you. And it's not that hard to update it either.
Right.
We did a convention for one of our clients, and we had a tablet, and we stopped each member and said, "Hey, you know, can you take a look at your data for us?" And I would say probably a third to a half of them had information that needed to be updated. So they were actually thankful that we stopped and asked them. And that, of course, anybody could do that if you had a centralized member data system.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Katie, it is always wonderful to talk to you. We appreciate it. I tease you a lot, but you do a lot of great work for the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. And it's absolutely stellar what you do to keep us up and running, and we appreciate that very much. And it's always a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Charles.
Katie, we'll talk to you again soon. That was Katie Dexter of Appletree Media Works. And I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.